International netball returns tonight with the first of three tests between the New Zealand team and England in Christchurch. But it took players from both teams to jump through numerous COVID-19 hoops to get there. That's a nice little bit of writing, isn't it? Now, joining us with the netball news is Bridget Tunnicliffe. Good morning, Bridget.
Morena.
Yes, jumping through some hoops, all right. Just talk us through how these games are even happening.
Yeah, well, obviously the England Roses, they when they arrived in New Zealand, they had to do 2 weeks in MIQ. I think they left MIQ 10th of September. Ironically, the Silver Ferns have had a shorter build-up to this test series, really. I think the bulk of the team arrived in Christchurch on Thursday, and then it was really late in the piece that the Silver Ferns found out that their four Auckland-based players were able to join the team as well. I think they only joined them Friday night, so it's really cutting things tight for these players. That included the captain, Gina Crampton, recently appointed captain Gina Crampton, and vice-captain Sulu Fitzpatrick. So they would be very relieved that those Auckland-based players were able to join the team.
Is this the top full-strength Silver Ferns at the moment?
It doesn't have, we obviously don't have Amelia Anacanasio at the moment. She is on maternity leave expecting her second baby. Jane Watson had to get some surgery done to clean out her ankle. She's getting that sorted out this time of the year. So those two very experienced players aren't there. But no, I think we're looking pretty good. We could see a very exciting debutante in Grace Wecky. She is a prodigious goal shoot, could become a really special player for the Silver Ferns going forward. But she, yeah, look out for a debutante from her. The other possible debutante might be Tiana Maturo in the shooting circle. She is the daughter of former Silver Ferns captain and coach Wai Maramatamanu.
Right. And the English team, how are they looking at the moment? Are they tracking upwards?
Yeah, they have brought a stronger side this time. When they came over to New Zealand in October last year, we beat them 3-0. But they were competitive. But this time they've bolstered the side. It includes Jeeva Mentor. She is one of the best goalkeepers netball has ever seen, and she's got about 149 test caps. They've also brought Serena Guthrie, Jay Clark will be here again, and a couple of other players that weren't here last year that will really bolster the England side. So it's kind of a bit of an unknown how this will go, but I definitely think it'll be tighter than last year.
Obviously no crowds, that's a disappointment, but you know, will that affect, do you think, the way in which the Silver Ferns play without having that atmosphere, if you like?
I don't think so, but it's a massive blow to netball New Zealand. You'll remember that the Constellation Cup in March had to be played. It was level two conditions as well, apart from the final test. So the financial blow from that, I think netball New Zealand, we're expecting $500,000 loss as a result of that. It's likely they're going to lose a lot of money from this as well. Mm. And it just means that those players won't get that exposure to that very intense, loud crowd as they're preparing for next year's Commonwealth Games.
Bridget Tunnicliffe there with her own bit of crowd atmosphere at the airport.